This week, the MacArthur Foundation gave one of its annual fellowships, known informally as the MacArthur Genius Grant, to a little-known activist-turned-academic. The foundation said it picked Greg Gonsalves as one of 25 MacArthur Fellows this year because of his creative approaches to studying issues around public health and human rights. Gonsalves has spent his career trying to get health care to some of the most marginalized people in the world. NPR's Jason Beaubien has this report.
Winning a MacArthur Genius Award may redeem Gonsalves with his parents, who were disappointed when he dropped out of college in the mid-1980s and drifted around waiting tables.
This was also about the time I was sort of coming out of the closet and realizing I was gay.
He grew up in a conservative family of Portuguese and Italian Catholics and says coming out was a difficult time for him. And then he was in a relationship with someone who was HIV positive.
That changed my life, in the sense that there were no treatments for the disease then, and it was terribly scary to think about what the future was for both of us at that time.
That moment set him on a path for which he's now being feted as one of the nation's leading thinkers on global health and social justice. In the late 1980s, he moved from Boston to New York to work with the legendary activist group ACT UP.
AIDS was a wake-up call for me. It wasn't just a virus, and we needed pills in our hands and in our bodies to change the situation. The epidemic was man-made.
By that, he means HIV was spreading because policymakers were slow to deploy resources against it, and they didn't want to face the complicated lives of the many homosexuals, prostitutes, and drug users who were getting it. The problem wasn't virology. It was politics.
There's a set of politics that we saw play out and still are seeing played out around the Affordable Care Act, which are, again, about who gets health care and who doesn't, who deserves to live and who deserves to die.
In 1992, he co-founded the Treatment Action Group in New York, which lobbied for more and better research on HIV drugs. He helped set up a similar organization in South Africa. The MacArthur Foundation praised Gonsalves's lifelong effort to optimize the effectiveness of health programs for poor and marginalized communities. Last year, the 54-year-old published a paper in The Lancet analyzing how an HIV outbreak in Indiana could have been contained, possibly even prevented, if more routine medical services had been available to injection drug users. Nicolai Natras, an economist at the University of Cape Town who worked with Gonsalves in the late 2000s in South Africa, raves about him.
You know, he's brave, fearless, and he just really had everything it took to make a major impact on the global HIV epidemic.
She remembers in 2008 when they were trying to convince a panel of experts at the World Bank that increasing the number of HIV-positive people on antiretroviral treatment would slow the epidemic and was worth funding.
He had those personal skills, which I often lack, which allows him to talk rationally and very convincingly to people, even when they're being rude and hostile.
The concept of treatment as prevention that Natras and Gonsalves were pitching more than a decade ago is now widely accepted as one of the most important strategies against the global HIV pandemic. In his late 40s, Gonsalves finally decided he should get an undergraduate degree. He applied to Yale and now teaches at the Yale School of Public Health as an assistant professor. The MacArthur Foundation says this award is for Gonsalves' ongoing work to train a new generation of researchers and activists to confront global inequities in public health. For Gonsalves, the announcement came as a shock.
I had no idea that anybody was sort of scrutinizing what I had been up to lately.
But apparently, at least a few people were. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.